Today's guest on Medio Scientific's The Business of LoRaWAN is Henry Huang, CEO of Broen Communications. Henry brings over two decades of wireless communications leadership, from Wi-Fi and LTE at Gemtek to pioneering LoRaWAN device manufacturing at Broen. As a member of the LoRa Alliance board, he guides both product innovation and industry standards across global markets. In today's conversation, Henry outlines Broen's hybrid tracking approach, leveraging existing Wi-Fi access points to generate signal heat maps, then using LoRaWAN as a low-power backhaul to report zone-level positions for assets and personnel. You'll hear how this solution is live in a Taiwanese semiconductor plant for visitor zoning, in a major Southeast Asian airport for tracking buggies and wheelchairs, and in a Thai hospital to locate shared nursing stations without disrupting daily operations. He also dives into the precision tiers, ranging from plus minus 20 centimeters for high accuracy use cases to plus or minus 50 meters for broader zone constraints, and explains how Broen's AI-driven management platform dynamically integrates new access points into its heat maps for organic coverage expansion. Henry's dual technical and business background, from an electrical engineering degree in Taiwan to an MBA in Baltimore, equips him to deliver brutally efficient insights on deploying and scaling LoRaWAN in real-world environments. Whether you're an executive assessing ROI, an engineer designing IoT networks, or a hobbyist exploring hybrid connectivity, this episode delivers actionable expertise. This episode is sponsored by the Helium Foundation's IoT Working Group. Helium offers global LoRaWAN coverage and is used by everyone from hobbyists to businesses deploying countrywide networks. If you'd like to see if Helium coverage exists near you, check out the links in the show notes. To get started using Helium today, you can sign up for a console account with Medio Scientific at console.medioscientific.com. Now, let's dig into the conversation with Henry Huang. Henry, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me to your show. Thank you very much, Nick.
I'm really excited to have you on. I saw your presentation in Barcelona, and you talked about what you're doing in LoRaWAN. I thought we'd start with the focus that Broen has on tracking, and I thought we'd actually start at the very beginning with how you're using their current Wi-Fi APs to basically get your foot in the door and say, we'll use your Wi-Fi, and then you introduce LoRaWAN. Can you walk me through how you're doing that?
Yeah, so actually, as you know, Broen is a solution provider. So as we were developing a lot of different products for our customers, we found that tracking is specifically in interest of different kind of assets tracking and different scenario. So, and more so, we found that there's no one simple technology that could address everything, because there is different level of precision, different level of range coverage and so on, and also investment related. Many of our customers wanted to leverage whatever has been installed there and then provide a level of asset tracking. So we came out with an idea of using the existing Wi-Fi system and then having the developing the heat map, which is the signal heat map of the Wi-Fi, and then having a LoRa device to further send out the location when the Wi-Fi device roam through different access points, and the location is sent back through LoRa as a means of the access tracking or person tracking in a specific environment that already have Wi-Fi. So it's a combination of Wi-Fi that is already there, plus the LoRaWAN as a backhaul to send back the data of the position of a specific asset.
Yeah, it was a super cool idea in that you used what the customer had, and then you said, hey, maybe you don't have coverage here. We've built this heat map. Let's fill this in with some LoRaWAN.
Yes.
That was really cool. Let's see. Now, can you walk me through the kind of levels of tracking idea and how accurate a position needs to be depending on the use case, and maybe give me some examples of what those are?
Yes. So in some production sites or some more precision requirements on the asset's location, sometimes the customers will hope that they could identify or locate an asset within a plus minus 20 centimeters. Or sometimes customers say that we are fine because the asset is big. We just need to know where the location is, somewhere in the zone. You know, it could be a plus minus 20 to 50 meters, but we'll still be able to get to the zone. So we call it the precision, the zoning of different levels. So when we combine Wi-Fi together with LoRaWAN, it's actually helping our customers with a more lax coverage, less precision, but yet being able to constrain it within a zone. So we call it the zone level tracking system that we provide.
That's pretty cool. And can you give me an example of that? Do you guys have some customers you can talk about?
Yes. With this Wi-Fi zoning, it's actually applicable and actually running in one of the semiconductor manufacturer in Taiwan, where they want to use this zoning for personnel tracking. So they use a batch kind of device to apply to visitors to their facility.
Okay.
So these visitors with these badges that goes through the Wi-Fi environment and further send out the location to LoRa so that the operation manager will be able to locate people who are authorized to be in A zone shouldn't be in B zone. So whenever they cross the border, the operation manager would get an alarm and then prevent them from going further into some restricted zone. We also have an airport in Southeast Asia where the airport already have Wi-Fi, but they wanted to lower their investment and try to create more value out of the existing network. So we add on a LoRa on top of their Wi-Fi, also provide them the heat map so that they could locate their buggies, the golf carts that move people from gate 1 to gate 50. Sometimes these buggies are not easy to locate within a big airport. And then they also have trackers on their wheelchairs and also some of their working trolleys. So in the airport, with this combination, they are running it now, and they found that they are being more efficient and effective in locating the assets and provide the assets to the point of service where it is needed. You see what I'm saying? So sometimes they move to gate 30, and but the next 30 minutes, they need to be in gate 1. So they improve their efficiency significantly. So this is a couple of the sample case use I'm sharing with you.
So I have a great understanding of the LoRaWAN in the airport. That makes a ton of sense. They've got their Wi-Fi. It mostly works. It doesn't always work. So you add in LoRaWAN gateways and you use a tracker. That's 100% clear to me. The first part where they're sending a position over LoRaWAN that was gotten from Wi-Fi, I'm not as clear on that. Can you walk me through how that works? Why wouldn't you just use the Wi-Fi?
Yes. No, because when you use a Wi-Fi for locating, because of the nature of the protocol, it's always sending beacons and it dries out the battery very quickly. So when you have all the AP installed, normally between access point, Wi-Fi access point A and Wi-Fi access point B, the distance is probably around 20 to 30 meters. And then you have another 20, 30 meters all down the hall. So this access point all has its own position or their ID from their BSS ID to tell you where they are. So we already know access point number 1 is located somewhere, number 2 located somewhere. So along the way, when they get different level of RSSI, we know this device is moving from access point 1 to access point 2.
God, okay, so that's super cool. Yeah, now I get it. Right on. So, and it makes it so that the tracker on the LoRaWAN side can be much more passive because you're just listening for SSIDs. You're not trying to join it. You're not trying to do anything. You're just saying, hey, I heard AP1 and now I'm hearing AP2, now I'm hearing AP3. And you transmit that part over LoRaWAN. Okay, now that is much more clear to me. Super cool.
Yes, that's right. Okay. So if you want higher precision, the higher density of access point that you have provide a stronger signal reception, I could narrow down the distance between A to B. Between A and B. Yes, you see what I'm saying?
Yep. Yeah. No, that makes a ton of sense. Okay, that's really cool. And then is there one other one that you had that's a use case that you can walk me through? I think it was the carts in the, what was it, the hospital?
Yes. We also have a hospital in Thailand. Yeah.
Yeah.
They because in this hospital wards, every nursing station of the ward would be supplied by 3 or 4, which they call it the nursing mobile station, where it includes the computer, plus the TPR sensors for the patients, and the computer to retrieve the files. But because of all this sharing going on, many times it has been misplaced, not returned to the proper place, or they have lending to each other different wards in certain cases. So they want to locate this asset so that when it is needed, they know where it is. So it is the same thing in the hospital. They already have Wi-Fi, and then they wanted to have quick installation for the access tracking and no interference of daily routines operation that is going on in the hospital. So we say, okay, we will simply install, in each level, 2 LoRaWAN gateways, 1 each at the end. So it provides perfect coverage. Well, we develop the heat map of the hospital floors, and then we provide the access tracker on the mobile station, and you can easily locate it through this connection and know which zone it is being placed.
That's super cool. I mean, this is like an indoor positioning problem that you're solving and saying, hey, you don't always need to know down to the centimeter where something is.
Yeah.
All right. This is super clever. I like this a lot.
The benefit of it is actually helping them to minimize significant investment. Second of all, is definitely not to interrupt any existing operation that has to be done on a daily routine. So it really improved the level of satisfaction to our customers, not only in the locating it, but also in the money that is invested. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's really cool. And then one of the things I hear over and over in LoRaWAN businesses is you start with one thing, you put the gateway in, they're like, hey, that's cool. Can you also do this? Are there other aspects that you're seeing they're asking for, whatever, workplace safety, et cetera, where they see this and they're like, oh, show me what else you can do?
Yeah, sure. In an area where we actually have this Wi-Fi in a warehouse settings, mm-hmm. they're not only looking for locating their assets, the bigger ones, with zoning, they're also thinking about, since we have a LoRa coverage, can you provide us the geofence for different area workers to prevent them from going area 1 to 2? And they also wanted some security level of to prevent unauthorized opening of some emergency exits right in the facility. So we have our door window sensors for them too. And they were also thinking about, can you install some PIR sensors? So in certain area where the operation is closed because of weekends or holidays, there's still this LoRaWAN activated PIR sensors for motions when unauthorized person happens to come in the facility during a closed day. So there's an expansion, because when you have the LoRa network implemented, there's actually a lot of different kind of sensors and services, value-added services that could be added into the network.
That was really clever. I think the way that you'd said it to me when we were talking was you said, hey, consider putting these into enhanced security. So it's like, it's not the super hard sell. It's like, hey, you've got this thing. You could you could put a couple more things in.
Mm-hmm. And for LoRaWAN, we not only have the device, we have the gateway plus the solution. So it is very easy for us to help our customers to expand on the existing network for more value-added services that could help them to be more effective and efficient.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Now, you started, or Brilliant started, as a hardware company. It started adding these services. That's kind of the obvious move, is once you're making the hardware, like, all right, let's service it. I think the next thing coming down the pipe that's in almost every one of these conversations is AI. What are you guys looking at, if anything, where you're going to start integrating AI into what you're doing?
Yeah, I think at this stage, we are actually providing the vehicles for the data, which would then further build up the foundation for AI. So before we fully move into AI, we are actually developing analytic tools on the dashboard to help managers to make decisions. So there's a level of AI implemented in the zoning tracking that I mentioned that we talked about just now. Because, in many instances, people or the facility managers would like to add in new access point. And this access point, when added in, need not be further registered. The system, the management system that will receive additional signal, we will verify the BSS ID and then get it into the network to expand the closeness and the density of it, so that the zone will be previously might be 30 meters, but now because of adding new one, it comes down to the 10 meters, and the system recognize it, implement it into the heat map, and then take it as part of it by the AI system, because it will be authorized and then get into the heat map, because sometimes the access point is just for broadband purposes, but some right. they open up for positioning purposes too. So then we will recognize it and authorize it into the heat map automatically. So that is the level of AI that we're using it for the natural organic expansion. And we hope that with more data being collected through the means that we're providing right now, the analytic tools would then further leads to a very effective AI model for operation decision.
Okay. I mean, that sounds pretty exciting. As we kind of wrap this up, anything else you see in the future for BroWAN that you're excited about that you want people in LoRaWAN to know about? And maybe give some guidance on, hey, this is where the industry is going.
Yes, I think as one of the leading players in LoRaWAN, we not only invest a lot in LoRaWAN, but we also understand the needs of our customers where it comes into an environment where it's a hybrid of different technology to enable a real-world IoT to be practical and then to be economical. So we're building on the foundation of our know-how and our experiences in LoRaWAN, which will definitely be our focus of business into the years to come. We are also adding in new technology like Wi-Fi, like ultra wideband for different levels of integration and purposes. Of course, Bluetooth is already a given. Zigbee is also something that we are integrating into our device, and also Wi-Fi Halo. This, when all this technology have its pros and cons, and when added together, it actually provides a better solution for a different scenario. So as I have mentioned in the Barcelona speech, I said there's always no one single technology that could address all the problems. There's no perfect technology for it, but there is a united effort where all the technology comes together to address a specific issue. So this is what we believe, and we'll continue to do that in BroWAN.
That's super cool to see. And I love the inclusiveness and saying, hey, we're just going to use the right technology for the customer, maintain that customer focus, and that's how you serve them. Henry, I know you're super busy. I know you've been traveling a bunch. I really appreciate you making the time to come on and share what you're doing with us.
Thank you very much. The pleasure is mine. Yes. Thank you very much.
That's it for this episode of The Business of LoRaWAN. I built this for you. So whether you're a business owner, a LoRaWAN professional, or a hobbyist, the intent is to give you great LoRaWAN information. Of course, the best information doesn't come from me. It comes from the conversations we have with the people building and deploying this tech in the real world. And that's where you come in. LoRaWAN is a global patchwork of talent and ideas. And ironically, for a globally connected network, most of the brilliant folks working on it aren't connected yet. Help me change that. Introduce me to someone awesome in your network, someone doing meaningful work in LoRaWAN, or just shoot me a name. I'll take it from there and get them on the show so we can share their work with the world. You can always find me at metsci.show. That's metsci.show, metsci.show. If you want to support the show in other ways, you can subscribe, leave a review, share it with your corner of the world. All of those are super helpful. If you'd like to support financially, you can go to support.metsci.show for both one-time and recurring options. We're also open to sponsors. If your company serves the LoRaWAN community and you want to reach this dedicated audience, let's talk. If you want to try LoRaWAN for yourself, create a Medio Scientific account at console.medioscientific.com and get your first 400 DC for free, which is enough to run a device sending hourly for about a year. This show is supported by a grant from the Helium Foundation and produced by Gristle King, Inc. I'm Nick Hawks. I'll see you on the next show.